Negotiators in Sudan are close to ending Africa's longest-running civil war. But just as they near an accord in that 20-year conflict, a second insurgency is heating up in another part of the country. In recent weeks, the fighting in western Sudan has driven thousands of refugees to flee the area. NPR's Jason Beaubien is just across the Sudanese border in Chad and joins us now. Jason, who's fighting?
Essentially, you've got two rebel groups in western Sudan, and they're fighting against the government of Sudan in Khartoum. And this conflict is very similar to the conflict that has been going on for 20 years in Sudan, where you've got a secessionist movement in the Darfur region, which is the western part of Sudan, and they're chafing under what they see as the extremist Islamist views of the central government in Khartoum.
So you mentioned differences over religion. Are there other differences behind this conflict?
Well, the central difference is that the people in the Darfur region and the south view themselves as black Africans, and they feel like they're being oppressed by the Arab Africans who are represented by the government in Khartoum. The government has been funding militias which have been going in. It's called the Janjaweed Militia, and that's the Arabic word for it. And they come in on horseback, they come in on camels, and essentially drive people from the village, kill people, burn down the village. And those are the people who are being driven across the border.
And they end up where you are now. Jason, what have you been seeing?
It's really quite a depressing sight. You've got thousands of people who've come across just recently. And this isn't the Sahara Desert, but it's very close to the Sahara. It's very sandy. There's not much vegetation. You ask people where they're going, and they say they're just searching for water. People are living out in just the barren plains, setting up camp behind thorn bushes to get some little bit of shelter from the sandstorms which whip through here. And at the same time, most of them have brought their livestock with them, which is very important to these people, is their livestock. And their livestock are dropping dead around them because there's no water and there's no feed for them. At the moment, they're managing to survive, but the concern is that this could turn into even more of a humanitarian disaster.
I know you're staying there with some folks from Doctors Without Borders. Are there other humanitarian groups on the scene?
United Nations humanitarian group, UNHCR, has come in, and they're attempting to move people away from the border. One of the concerns has been that the government of Sudan just 10 days ago bombed across the border into Chad. Also, these Janjaweed militiamen have been coming across, raiding the cattle, attacking the refugees on this side of the border. So they're attempting to move people back. They're also attempting to get supplies in here before the rainy season starts, which is in a couple of months. And once that happens, it's going to be really difficult to provide assistance here.
The Sudanese actually attacked the soil of the neighboring country, Chad. How did the government of Chad respond?
The government of Chad doesn't want to have an all-out fight with Sudan. They weren't happy to have their territory bombed. But so far, they've been showing restraint on this.
Okay. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Chad. Thanks very much, Jason.
You're welcome, Steve.